This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Go.
Hello, podcast people.
You know what would be handy if you had a microphone?
Would be good. That's how radio works, isn't it? I talk into
this
microphone.
I think so. I'm new to it, but yeah.
I have an apology to make, and once again, I have been called out by the one and only person who calls me out whenever I do anything wrong, and that is Rachel Dunn.
Okay.
First of all, I have to say happy birthday to Rachel Dunn. It is her birthday today.
Happy birthday,
happy
Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel Dunn.
The happiest of birthdays to you.
Secondly, I forgot to upload the podcast yesterday.
You bastard.
Oh, you need to apologise to Dwayne as well, because he wanted to listen to it on his flight home from London.
Okay. No wonder Rachel Dunn is on to you. By the way, Rachel Dunn is someone who listens to our podcast, and thank you, Rachel. For
she
gets
Rachel
on to Callum every time there's something.
Every time I mess up, no word of a lie, she calls me out for it, and it keeps me humble.
Wow. Oh my God, Rachel.
What did she say? You forgot?
She said, literally, the message that she sent me yesterday, and I knew exactly what she meant, and it came at about 2:30 yesterday, was, let me just find the message.
Probably like,
literally, 5 words, Callum Mann, where is it?
Oh, that could mean anything.
I knew what she was after.
That could also mean anything.
I knew what she was looking for.
She was after the podcast. So then I replied, and then she replied, it's on my birthday eve as well and everything. It's like, you don't care. So I said, I will make the podcast intro all about you today.
Hey, shout out Rachel.
Hey,
happy
Rachel,
birthday
happy
to you.
Birthday, Rachel. Rachel, yeah. It's your birthday.
Rachel, it's your birthday.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Rachel. Tune.
Key change. Rachel.
So I.
Give me a present of a little sister, and I'm proud of you today.
All right.
Here we go. Rachel, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel. Rachel, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel.
That episode isn't available to stream.
Is it not?
No,
because
it's not.
Of the whole
it's
MJ
lost,
controversy.
Yeah, it's a lost episode.
It was
a bit like yesterday's podcast episode.
Because of the controversy there and all the stuff we did about Michael Jackson.
It was a Simpsons reference, that song, Rachel. Hope you enjoyed. And thank you for listening to the podcast. And you listening, if you're not Rachel, because a lot of you aren't.
Happy birthday to you as well.
Yeah, if you ever have any problems, you can just DM me on Instagram like Rachel does, and I will bend over backwards for you.
No doubt.
If you call me out and...
He'll bend over. He knows what she's looking for.
He bends over and gives it.
Please, this is not where
it's
I was
Rachel's
going.
It's Rachel's birthday. That's what you get on your birthday.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning, 7:03. Happy Wednesday, by the way, the 27th of August, I want to say.
Good morning, 27th. It's
there
nearly done. Nearly done.
It's just myself and Fiona.
Summer's nearly over.
Okay, I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
If I was to just go and ask the question, but I want you to understand the situation, the scenario.
Okay, now I'm going to try and say something completely opposite than what you thought I'd say.
You're walking out onto the street, and there's a fella in front of you, and he's walking the same direction as you, and you kind of catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell him he smells nice?
I don't know. Not a lad. Like, if it was a girl, I'd be like, girl,
that's
you smell amazing.
That's literally what I was thinking. I was like, I can't tell this 50, 60 something, whatever year old man.
Oh, you could.
No, I don't think
because
I could.
You're united by your gender.
I don't know.
I would tell a woman if I thought she smelled nice.
See, men don't. I don't take that. They don't really take that. Like, I'd say he would go, what?
But normalize it. Then explain to him. Be like, I'm trying to break down toxic masculinity and like male standards of not complimenting each other. And I want to create a new society where
we
all respect each other.
My brain doesn't work that quickly. In moments like that, I'd be just very, very nervous. So I was going to be like, hey, sorry, man. What are you wearing? Because you smell great.
Yeah, that's perfect. Was that just on the way in here?
Yeah, it was just on the way into work.
Whoa, okay. So smelling good at 6 a.m.
At 6 a.m. He smelled really, really good.
Now, what was it? Was it kind of like a musky? Or was it like fruity?
It was a bit Yeah, it was a bit fruity.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit fruity. That.
Yeah, no, it was very nice, but it wasn't on a man. Like, this fella had very long white hair.
Okay, you know shout I mean? Out, yeah.
And, like, it looked as if he was off to the sights.
Right.
Like the building sites.
Okay, so, I mean, but he just likes to give it a bit of pizzazz. Really, really he likes to take pride in himself.
And I didn't tell him that he smelled nice. And now he's going off on his day, not knowing he
thinking
smells great.
No one even cares no about even my cares. Cologne that I gently walked into, sprayed and then walked into as I left. I'm sure he did it that way.
Here I am.
Maybe he has a special hair scent.
Maybe that's,
hair.
It's the shampoo.
Do you know
think?
What I mean? Well, you can get hair perfume. Because apparently regular perfume is bad for your hair. IDK, how is he keeping those locks intact?
Listen.
He obviously knows the secret.
And maybe the reason he is it because maybe someone yesterday told him he smelled nice.
And he said, I'm going to spray that
again. I'm
going to
spray that again. Yeah, damn it. I regret not telling him.
Come on.
I regret it. I'm sorry.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I have a bit of a bone to pick.
Oh.
With America.
America.
I know this is an unpopular opinion. I think there's something wrong.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. There's something wrong with America.
Oh my God. This has not been said before.
Pippa works a lot in America. Mm. So she's going back in. She goes back every couple of weeks, but she's also going in October to New York. So yeah. I said I'd go over with her.
Amazing.
And I go up and down the streets and walk around and enjoy New York while she works.
As you do.
I am a little, you know, sugar baby. and so I was going to do that. And the Pippa was like, because Pippa is the most organised person, bar producer Callum. She was like, you need to get your passport sorted. I was like, don't worry, I have a passport.
It's in my drawer.
Yeah, that's how we're currently here in Marbella or New York or wherever. And she was like, no, your passport is a year out of it's going to be out of date in a year. And I was like, yeah, so it's fine, I have a year. And she was like, no, you can't go into America.
Oh, for God's
with a passport
sake.
That's expiring in less than a year.
That's so stupid.
Isn't that ridiculous? I'm like, but what's the point in the expiry thing?
Yeah, is that for if you're trying to stay there or something?
I presume so. I'm not entirely sure.
Go up to them and say, I want to stay here. Say that at the gate.
So, yeah, I had to go and sort a new passport, which for me is just such effort. Because the two things I like about my passport. One, it's already done. Don't have to do anything. Two, I do like the photo on my passport.
Oh, and you had to take a new one.
I had to take a new
looking like that
photo. I know, looking like the way I do at the moment, right? So I went and I went onto the website and I did the whole passport thing and then I took the selfie and uploaded it and it accepted it and then it cropped it and put it into black and white.
Yeah.
And I looked at the selfie and I went, oh God.
Oh, whoa. Oh. That's very nice, Dave.
Oh, die.
Dave,
is that
that's absolutely lovely.
Is that the best passport photo you've ever seen?
I think it might be. I want to use that as my passport photo.
So what I did was I had a look at this passport photo and I combined it with my previous passport photo.
No, I'm like very concerned about the growth of your head over the years. Whenever I see pictures of you when you were younger, I'm like, who is that person? The head was so top heavy. And since, it's really balanced out.
I'm
happier with the new version.
So listen, I actually have a nice passport photo.
That's good.
And I no longer have a bone to pick with America. As I've always said,
problem solved.
Nothing wrong with America.
Oh, you've always said
it's absolutely
that.
Perfect.
You've always said that. Nothing wrong over there.
I was just telling you that I have a brand new passport photo that I got to take myself. If I do say so myself, I've never looked better.
You're looking great.
Lovely photo I've ever done.
Very good.
But unfortunately, producer Callum has put that to the test and has put it on Instagram so people can now vote on it.
Yes, so I put the picture of Dave's handsome-looking passport picture on Insta Stories. That's official Spin 103.8. If you don't follow us already, just tap through to the final story. So far, it's been up less than 30 seconds. It's got 8 views, so that needs to pick up. Mm-hmm. And 2 votes... me and Dave.
Oh,
so right. Dave, so currently the people of Instagram think you're handsome, but that's me and you.
That's 100%.
So
wow,
official,
I like those eyes.
If you want to troll Dave or if you want to actually see how beautiful he looks, official Spin 103.8, because now it's 75-20.
See, I'm of the personality, I will check that at every 10.
Who just voted for he's rotten then?
Yeah, go on. Who said
it was
rotten?
Dan Bradley.
Dan Bradley!
Aoife Kelly and Owen Kelleher have all said you look rotten. 50-50 now.
Oh,
it's 50. Huge time of trepidation, is that the word, in the office?
Change. Some could say.
There's lots going on. Basically, we're getting the office torn apart.
Yeah.
And we're getting a brand new office while we're still working here.
We have to keep this place going, by the way. It's not easy.
So we've been told, hey, the whole place is going to be refurbished. Mm-hmm. Everything on your desk, every bit of crap that you'd have in a normal office, everything needs to go, right? So make sure you keep everything you want in this box and everything else has to go away. I don't like the thought of throwing my things away.
No.
Okay? So what I decided to do was give it away to you, listen. Okay?
Oh, don't people love nothing more than that? Just getting a box of crap.
A box of stuff. A box of interesting stuff.
Marketing it as
stuff. To win the box of stuff, you need to guess how much you think the box of stuff weighs. Okay? Mm-hmm. In kilograms. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get your guess over and the closest two will win this box of crap. I'm going to go through the box of crap now in a second, but I think you should get your guess in over now so then you don't have to worry about it. You're already in the draw, okay?
Yeah.
You can add another guess if you want. 087-711-1038. Do you want to hear what you will win if you get the closest to this weight?
I think
in kilograms. All right. I'm going to go through this bag.
It's real. It's real, folks.
I haven't done an inventory yet. I'm going to do it live on the show.
Wow.
Here we go. I'm going to empty it out.
He is emptying the bag onto the ground. I hope nothing in there is fragile or delicate.
First of all, we start with a ping pong ball.
Very good.
And a coffee cup.
Perfect. The combo of dreams.
A Mexican wrestling mask.
Nice.
A Pamela Joyce from Today FM water bottle.
Oh, do you want to empty that out? It sounds like there's water in it.
There is water in it.
Okay, maybe give that a run through the dishwasher.
A signed Joel Corry poster.
Wow.
A bike bell.
And that's new. That's still in the wrapping.
A coffee cup. It doesn't have any coffee in it.
Okay.
A Paolo Nutini CD. A James Blunt CD. And a signed Enrique Iglesias CD.
Whoa.
I don't know who it's signed by.
He can be your hero, baby.
A teddy that says I love you always.
Aww.
A pig in a super cape thing. It's like a super pig.
Some might say moon pig.
Moon pig sent it to me, so yes. Thank you, moon pig. Speaking of moon pig, they sent me a load of cards. So next year, when someone is doing the leaving cert that you know, you can send them a load of cards. So
wow.
A load of cards.
Some very specific cards.
There's a game. It's kind of a...
Whoa.
And then you pop the things. You pop those things.
Oh my God, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. A lot of envelopes, more cards. A key ring with something about Star Wars on it.
Okay.
A stress ball that's also a rugby ball.
Love it. Oh, I thought it was an egg.
A nice little bow.
Nice, if you have a little pet.
This is a thing that goes on your desk. It's like a whiteboard.
Oh, okay.
It's also, you know what I mean?
You can write messages.
Yeah, you can stand it on your desk. It's almost like a giant sticky note.
I love it.
A plug.
Great.
Some Pritt stick.
Pritt stick.
A badge that says, my mood, and it's a downwards thumb.
Oh, hey.
The big paws, a dog's trust hat.
That's great.
A bag of hunky-dories.
Nice. Check the date on those.
A dancing, one-armed Hawaiian lady.
Oh, saucy.
The girly quiz board game.
All right.
With someone who I've never seen her
before.
Yeah,
get rid of those now.
This is a voice box. It's a thing that makes noises.
Oh.
Depending on the button you press.
Okay, well, that's fun.
What else have we got? We got this thing that's nice to squeeze. We've got a mirror. A dice, a spin, what do you call them?
Bum bag.
Fanny pack.
We've got some used pens and used glow-in-the-dark sticks.
Oh, well, they pay for themselves.
A marker, a spin lanyard, some cinema passes, and also a Emma Nolan pullout from a magazine.
Oh,
10 questions we ask everybody. Emma Nolan has practical first date advice that seriously people would pay for. And it's 10 things you didn't know about Emma Nolan that was printed in a magazine that I don't know which magazine.
Give me that. I'll keep that.
And a ring, an engagement ring.
Relevant, topical, current.
I want a yo-yo.
A lollipop.
And a lollipop. So that's everything that's in my box.
Well, I hope you've been taking note of that, you listening, because you need to guess how much all that weighed if you want it to be in your home, which I would recommend.
Yeah, I would recommend you come and you get all of this stuff, but you need to guess how much it weighs. So 087-711-1038. How much do you think all that stuff weighs in kilograms? And you could win it. I'm sweating.
There's some pretty good stuff in there.
I
Anything you're regretting parting ways with?
The girl who was Borgen.
Yeah.
All that moon pig swag.
Yeah, and everything else is just crap you've exactly. worded off Timo and then regretted.
That we need the office completely refurbished, and that's what we're getting done in the last couple of days. And it's exciting, but they did tell us, and all the bosses said, you need to clear out your desk, lads.
Yes. Everything must go.
Everything must go, sale, into the bin. Mm-hmm. But I decided I don't like just throwing out all this stuff. Some of this stuff is useful. It might be of use to someone else, especially a hoarder. Callum?
I'm very disappointed with some of the things that Dave is actually giving away today, because some of the things in his box and his bag that he has given away, I got for him, especially for him.
Yeah, my bad on that.
I actually present to you, two of the three CDs. I was in the UK at Easter time in a charity shop with my dear mother. And I was looking at this charity shop, and in the shop, there was this shelf of CDs, and it was all CDs, 10 pence each.
Perfect.
And I bought him the Paolo Nutini album and the James Blunt album because he said he was going to listen to them in his car. These CDs have not left his desk.
No, Dave. They haven't. I know. See, I have radio in my car.
No. So I just bring it back to the old school. Callum paid 20 English pence for that.
Well, my mum did because it was cash only, and I haven't
Diane.
Got any.
Oh,
I
know. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, our desks are so clean, and I fear that Fiona has no belongings.
Well, I haven't been here that long, so I don't have anything. Callum printed me off some labels that could say Fiona Frawley, so I thought I'll just put my stuff in Dave's box, not a euphemism, because I don't have enough things.
Okay.
So I put my honey, and I put some milled chia seeds. I didn't realise they were milled. And I put my microphone, my pop shield in there, and I put my headphones in there, which I use every day. And that's about it.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever brought in
here. The rest of the stuff needed to go, and that's what I packed into a box. And I want to give away to you. Some of those things include, the Girly Quiz board game, a spin bum bag, a wrestling mask, a teddy that's also a pig.
Two CDs.
Yeah. A yo-yo, a mirror. There's loads of things.
A bit of Pritt stick.
In order to win this bag of crap, you have had to guess how much you think it weighs in kilograms. How we'll go on, Callum.
The bag of hunky dories are out of date.
Yeah, let's not.
By how much?
Only by a month.
Okay, hey, not too bad.
That's fine.
Not too bad. Adam is on. Adam, what's your guess in kilograms?
3.2 kg.
Adam, I can tell you. You are so close, but you are not spot on. I'm so sorry. But also, you're quite lucky you don't get this bag of crap. Adam, have a fantastic day.
No bother.
Good luck.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, so it wasn't that.
Mm-mm.
Peter's also has a guess. Peter, what's your guess?
3.7 kilos.
Peter, some guesses, let me just run through, have been 18 kilos, 26 kilos, 17 kilos. And your guess was how many?
3.7? 3.7.
Peter, 3.7 kilos is exactly how much it weighs!
Peter!
Congratulations, you have won my bag of crap.
Hey, your bag of things.
My bag of things. Sorry, you're right, Fiona. I should have some confidence in my stuff.
There is some great, great items in there.
Peter, congratulations. You've won all of that stuff. What are you most excited for? Is it the Joel Corry poster? Is it the Leaving Cert congratulations cards? Or is it, the pen that's run out?
Or what? The spin fanny pack?
Or the spin
the wrestling mask.
The wrestling mask.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's yours, Peter. For the low, low weight of 3.7 kilos. Congratulations, Peter. You have won my bag of crap.
Great play. Thanks a million.
Have a great day,
Incredible.
Peter.
Incredible. Bye, Peter.
Cheers, you too. Thanks.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, win the crumpled up receipts and old bits of chewing gum that are at the bottom of my handbag currently, along with a squashed up banana.
Class.
Can be yours.
What do they have to guess?
How much it
smells.
Yeah, exactly. 103.8 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it.
What's happening? 3 minutes past eight. Happy Wednesday. What's going on?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We were talking just there, and we've been talking about it yesterday as well, about the refurbishments going on in the office. Everything's all out of whack. Our usual upstairs kitchen is, it's not there. It's been knocked down. And we've been using the downstairs kitchen in News Talk, which is a source of fear for a lot of us. But
I think you'd be using the canteen in News Talk.
I tell you, it's a dark day. But I bravely marched down there. But I was all out of whack yesterday because I forgot my water bottle, my Stanley cup. I wasn't feeling good. And the breakfast items that I had left in the kitchen were no longer there. Porridge oats, butter, etc. So I felt not myself yesterday. And I walked down to the News Talk floor to fill up my pint glass of water like an absolute sap. And Alex of the news said, how are you getting on using this kitchen? Do you feel okay? And then I had to really let it all out to him. I was like, well, Alex, I forgot my Stanley cup. I don't have my porridge oats anymore and I don't have my butter. So I really just, I'm not myself.
It was a tough day.
And he goes, you're so... And I thought he was going to say, you're so brave. And he goes, you're so D4. I was like, sorry.
You're not even D4.
I know. I was like, God forbid a girl stays hydrated. I don't know what is D4 about that. But anyway, very much not shout out to Alex. I have my water bottle again today. And justice is restored in the world.
You're not D4. You're just very, you know what I mean?
Like that.
Yeah, just, but you know, you wouldn't want to mess with you.
Or what? No, I am literally the biggest pushover ever.
No, but I just mean you might have a breakdown.
That's always at any just given moment on the edge.
A bit fragile.
Hashtag fragile. Yeah, fragile, I need the sticker on my back.
I tiptoe past Fiona in the morning.
You have to. I'm a sensitive queen. So, Alex, just know that for the next time we have an interaction.
And you are from D16?
I forgot for a second. D18.
D18.
Shankill. Massive. Big up.
The more, the better.
For now, though, I want to talk about something very important and a little bit controversial.
Oh.
And don't worry, it's not going to be anything scary, not like what you think.
Homophobic again?
Yeah, no, and this is the time. Turn it up. Hey, turn it up, you listening. I'm about to lay down some hard truths. Get your phone out. You might want to record this. No, I'm going to talk about wrestling. Okay.
Oh, no.
Which maybe that could be deemed homophobic.
Do you know it's not real?
All the lads. Yeah, I know. Well, this is the argument everyone has straight away. Wrestling's not real. It's not real. It's not real. They're not really fine. And I used to think that as well.
Okay.
Yes, technically it's not real. But my fiancé Dwayne is very, very into wrestling. He's a big fan.
He always seems like that kind of person.
That sounds derogatory. That sounds like an insult.
Well, listen, it's not a compliment.
It's not an insult. He obviously he got into it kind of when everyone did. You know, when you're younger and you have like the wrestling toys, and you're 10 and you're with your friends and you're like trying to do the moves and what have you. And then because Dwayne got like pretty into like design and graphic design and stuff like when he was quite young.
Yeah,
he's always been really good at it. He's just randomly got loads of connections. He's actually like designed the ring outfits for loads of wrestlers like in WWE that have then ended up like on wrestling figures that you buy in Smith's.
That's cool.
Or on like a wrestling like PlayStation games, etc.
So no wonder he's owning your house.
I tell you no, the pay is crap for that stuff. Yeah. But anyway, so he's a fan, and I was at the start, like when I first started seeing Dwayne, the same as everyone. I was like, well, that's fake.
Yeah.
And now that I've been involved in it for such a long time, while I wouldn't sit and watch a wrestling match on telly, I have gone to see the live events a couple
have
of
you?
Times, and they are actually so much fun in the National Stadium. Like I'd go again next time they're on. I always have an absolute ball. And because people might have been at the WWE Friday Night Smackdown in Dublin last week, or if you're like Dwayne and you're a bit alternative and he went to London to see on Sunday the AEW Forbidden Door, which sounds like an adult film, to be honest, at the O2 in London. AEW, for people not in the know, it's kind of like the woke WWE. It's bit more like, because I think WWE has gotten a bit Trumpy over the years. A lot of the wrestlers maybe align with not great stuff. Not all of them.
Can't do anything anymore. It's all woke.
You can't say anything anymore because of woke. So the AEW is like
woke.
So that's one to get involved in if you're looking for a more sensitive output.
That's what WWE is. Woke wrestling entertainment.
Famously, that's what it stands for. So I want to break it down as I saw Zac Efron break down in that movie about wrestling, The Iron Claw, where he played wrestler Kevin Von Erich, when his girlfriend, who he was dating, said, "Ain't wrestling fake?" And he said, "The winner of a wrestling match is predetermined, okay?
That's stupid.
But you get to win a big match or tournament based on proving yourself over years of working, like in AEW or WWE or whatever, and working hard to establish yourself as a good guy. So the work you have to do to get there is real. And they are really rallying themselves off like the top of rings and off the top of cages.
It's a bit like a circus.
Yeah, and people, like the storyline, so they have to act.
Mm.
They really, really injure themselves. Like people break their necks and stuff. And it's a full spectacle. It's kind of like if you're into drag, I think you'd be into wrestling, which I am. I think both are great.
It is a little bit like, you know, musical theatre. Like,
it is,
without
yes.
the musical.
If you're into anything theatrical, I think you'd be a fan. Sometimes it's a bit OTT, sometimes it's a bit silly. OTT is actually the Irish wrestling tournament.
Is it?
Guys, it's all connected. So, I've just thought of some questions you could ask a wrestling fan other than, isn't that fake?
Okay.
I'm just thinking, let's
approach
this.
Because that's the first thing I asked you, and it's the first thing I'll always say when someone
I know, I don't know if I'll change anyone's mind. It's fine. But like, I do actually think it's quite enjoyable to watch.
My favourite wrestler is Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre, shout out. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know much about it at the end. My favourite was always Rikishi.
Oh, okay.
The big, massive guy from the 90s.
Anyway. I remember wrestling used to be big when I was a kid. I was really into skateboarding.
Okay,
so my parents got me a skateboard with the Hardy Brothers on the bottom of the skateboard. And I was like, that's weird.
There's a bit of overlap there. No, you weren't a fan. But anyway.
Not a fan of the Hardy Brothers, but fan of skateboarding.
Fan of skateboarding. Okay, so here are some questions you could ask a wrestling fan that aren't, isn't that fake? Do you not think the belt would be a bit uncomfortable to wear? Could they make something a bit more slender for someone who's a bit shorter?
Every time I see that belt, I think the same
thing. Yeah, think about that.
A bit too OTT.
Have they ever tried hitting each other with, say, an IKEA flat pack as opposed to the traditional fold-up chair?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask that? How about, instead of jumping off the top of an iron cage, why don't these wrestlers jump into spending more quality time with their families? Hey, I'm going to think about that.
I will. I'll ask that to the next wrestling fan.
You can ask, what was your favourite season of the Total Bellas with Nikki and Brie Bella, the wrestling twins who had their babies on the same day? Great reality TV.
I think you're a Total Bella.
And finally, this is something you can ask. Say if you're like a manager at a place and your employer is a big fan of wrestling. You can say...
niche scenario there.
Well, it all makes sense. You can say, WWE this, WWE that. How about WWE have a conversation about your future at this company?
Wonderful.
Just shake it up, guys. Yeah. Ask more exciting questions.
I think I'll stick with the, sure, that's fake. And then the skateboard story.
Yeah, that was awesome. Now, unless you've been living under a rock the last 12 hours, you probably know this woman is now sporting a giant rock on her ring finger.
Congratulations, Shania Twain.
We've all been rooting for you for years. After Taylor Swift singing about someone kneeling to the ground and pulling out a ring for about 20 years, it has happened. Her thick-necked boyfriend, Travis Kelce, has popped the question. Lovely cement, block-headed American footballer, and it's all happening. She shared it on Instagram with the caption, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." Ooh. Like the millennial queen she is.
She really
it's
is,
giving.
Isn't she?
So this happened.
Crazy.
We love it. She accompanied it with a dynamite emoji, which some people weren't sure what that means. It's because TNT. Travis and Taylor. Get it? Get it?
This woman really, truly is an inspiration and an English teacher.
Thank you so much. A massive ring that a lot of people have been commenting on. People were saying it has
a
bit of
a Ronaldo ring, isn't it?
It's a bit, but it's just got a bit more class. It's just a bit, it's a bit more of a vintage look. And people were saying, oh, that's probably a vintage sparkler.
Okay.
No. It was designed by the gym teacher himself.
Really?
So there is a bit there. He designed it and it's all
in the brain, you mean?
Yeah, it's all coming out of the woodwork now. Like apparently the woman who designed it was told she'd never make it as a jewellery designer, and now she's designed the most famous engagement ring of all time. It's all been happening. People have been speculating, when did this engagement take place? Was it a while ago? And they're just sharing it on Instagram. But everyone's been chiming in. All the usual people that you'd expect to congratulate Taylor Swift on her engagement, including, of course, Krispy Kreme, first on the list of people to congratulate. They said, free donuts for the class, because it was like gym teacher, English teacher, you get it. Offer available 8th to 26th of August from 5 to 7, only at participating US Krispy Kreme shops only, and it is subject to availability.
Sorry, they're just doing an ad on in the comment section.
It's going to be available nowhere. And then they shared a picture of a donut and said, we'd marry you with dough rings, like the Taylor Swift lyric, I'd marry you with paper rings. Okay, well, who are you more annoyed at getting clout off of this? Krispy Kreme or Donald Trump?
Oh, to Trump?
Yes, Donald Trump was asked about this at a press conference.
Oh, I thought he commented.
No. He was demanded to comment. We have a clip of that.
Okay, I'm excited.
I have to tell you the biggest pop culture news of the year broke while we were in this cabinet meeting. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged, and the world wants your reaction, sir.
Well, I wish him a lot of luck. I think he's a great player. He's a great guy, and I think that she's a terrific person, so I wish them a lot of luck.
I hate journalists.
Sorry.
I hate them.
Sorry.
You went to college for that.
I know. Just this millennial queen. You know she was there to ask him about like the Middle East or something important. She's like, what about Trav and Tay-Tay?
I hate it.
So people have been speculating, because obviously this is happening in conjunction with the release of Taylor's new album, Life of a Showgirl, which she's been drip-feeding about a million different like versions of the vinyl, like every day on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's like, save the shiny bug version of my vinyl, save the showbiz,
I've
baby
seen that.
Save the tiny bubbles version.
That's artists though, it's not even her herself, that's just the labels.
I mean, she is the capitalist end boss. And someone said she needs to hide one golden wedding invite, Willy Wonka style, inside the Showgirl vinyls, and that would guarantee at least a 5 million first week debut. I think she's going to get that anyway. That was Love in the Brain. True. At Love in the Brain on X. I was thinking, there's more creative ways that she could hide the invites. I think she's probably going to bake the invites into her sourdough that she's been talking about so much recently.
She used to make that when she was in Wicklow, apparently.
Oh, very good. Well, she's back on it again, according to the most recent podcast. We know, well, if you're a real one like me, you know that Travis Kelce loves squirrels, aka he tweeted about them once in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
So I think she'll hide the wedding invite inside a nut for a squirrel, and then hope that squirrel knocks on Travis Kelce's window. Because this is only the way he's going to hear about the wedding. He has to be invited by Taylor.
Okay.
And that squirrel will knock on the window and regurgitate the nut, and he'll open the nut, and inside there'll be the wedding invite. Of course. Next, I think...
I hate this.
I think she could write out her invites as an air message in the sky using fumes and smoke from her private jet. She can just do like loopies around the place. Yeah. And this is what else I was thinking. So she's bringing out so many versions of this album. I was thinking the first letter of every one of these like mini album releases spells out the location of where the wedding will be. That would be very Taylor vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. So far we have, it's frightening, it's rapturous, it's beautiful, shiny bug, that's showbiz, baby, tiny bubbles. So I, F, I, or I, B.
What are you talking
S-B.
About?
These are all the like versions of her album that she's saying now available for, pre-save these. So I think they spell out the place. Now there's a lot of consonants in there and just a few I's. So that says she is getting married somewhere in Azerbaijan. So yeah, get ready, 2026. Get your invite.
Fantastic. Can't wait. Absolutely buzzing.
Shout out, Taylor.
I hope you're invited. Same morning, by the way. It's just gone 20 to 9. Just myself and Fiona this morning. And yeah. Last week, this day last week, I got my wisdom tooth out. And my God, I was, yes, correct in thinking, the first person in the world to get her wisdom tooth
it's
out.
It's never been done.
And I've never stopped talking about it since. But I've realised that it's still not better. Mm. It's still not like 100% at all. It's not even 50%, I'd say. It's still quite uncomfortable.
Well, it's the surgical extraction.
True. It's not painful, thank God, but it's just a bit uncomfortable and I can feel it. So I have a list of things I'm looking forward to be able to doing when it gets back to normal.
Okay.
And these are things I never thought in my life I'd ever actually want to do. Do you know what
but
I mean?
But now you've got a new outlook on life.
I have a new outlook on life. So things I want to do. Drinking through a straw. I'm going to get the bendy straws. I'm going to get the long straws. I'm going to get them straws that are also glasses that when you suck, they go all the way through the glass.
Whoa.
I want to get the hard hat with the two spaces for cans on either side.
Oh
like the Americans
God.
At baseball. And that's how I'm going to drink my drinks
drink
from now on.
Drink your monsters.
I cannot wait to drink through a straw. And my Stanley Cup. My beloved Stanley Cup.
Oh my God.
I'm
it's
so
hard
excited.
When you don't have your Stanley.
So annoying. Eating hard foods. Crisps, nachos, popcorn, can't wait, buzzing.
Yeah.
Small foods, rice.
Oh yeah, because that could get stuck in
rice
there.
Rice is in everything.
It's true.
My
it
God,
is.
I've never realised how frequent I eat rice until
a lot
now
of
when,
rice
I, when I can't. Brushing my teeth without being so careful about where I put the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think I nearly lost the toothbrush the other day because it went down so far in the hole. Spitting the toothpaste out after I've brushed my teeth is going to be amazing without feeling like my whole jaw is going to come with the spit.
That's
going to be fantastic. Shouting or talking a little bit loudly without feeling like my lunch is going to come through the tooth hole. That'll be really, really nice. Really looking forward to that. Tearing packages open.
Okay.
And eating and chewing the bit of the plastic that comes with the tear of the package.
Now, you're
I like
really
to do
not meant to do that.
I know you're not meant to do that, but I do enjoy a little... Do you know what I mean?
And you love to eat paper.
Like a chupa chup lollipop.
Oh,
that's how you get them off. You tear it off. But sometimes I'm like the kid who gets a present in a box. I play with the box.
Yeah.
I play with the... I put in my mouth the wrapper of a chupa chup.
To be fair, I don't know how else you do get the chupa chup wrapper off. I eat the wrapper of the mini muffins. Kind of.
No.
I just feel like there's way more like crumbs
oh, no,
of goodness in there.
There. No, I'm not on that. But
I was only joking.
Do you know what? I will do that when my tooth is healed.
Yeah.
I bought winders yesterday.
I saw that.
Such a stupid purchase. I was so excited. They were like £2 or whatever. So I was like, oh, buzzing. Winders. Got home, realised they're basically just goo. I can't have that in my mouth.
Not right now.
So I'm very looking forward
not for
to
right
eating
now.
Winders. I may take up smoking again just because I'll be able to.
Ah, yeah.
Fantastic. I feel like Phoebe in Friends. Because when she's pregnant, which is just as sore, of course, as the wisdom...
nearly. Especially triplets.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be nearly as bad as the wisdom tooth.
Yeah. But when she's pregnant, all of her friends get her things that she'll be able to use when she's no longer pregnant.
Yeah, the leather pants.
And she's like, these are no use to me now.
Mm.
And that's what I feel like. So I'm getting winders and I've gotten rice and I've got all these fit foods with rice in it. And I'm like, I can't eat that.
Okay, so I won't get you, let's say... a drumstick lollipop.
Please.
And a refresher bar.
That'd be great. Thank you so much. Next week.
All right. It is back to college time already. It could be starting college time already. Whatever you're having yourself. And to get you ready, we are giving you a chance to win a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher.
Yeah, the technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and the latest technology from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers plus a whole lot more. And every day you could win a fantastic technology prize from Harvey Norman and... place in our grand finale. It's going to be happening live from Harvey Norman in Carrick Mines.
Ooh.
And to win, all you have to do is message us the word college. Lee did that. Lee's on to play. How are you, Lee?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
Just at work.
Okay, very good.
Annie,
are you off to college at all? Are you going back to college or do you just want to visit tech?
My sister.
Your sister's going to college, for the first time, is it, Lee?
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
Who knows? I'm not too sure.
Okay, so CEO is out today, so you don't know what she's going to do. What does she want to do, Lee?
Oh, sorry. No, it's my brother. My brother's doing business.
Your brother's doing business in college?
Yeah.
Okay, and you want to get him a bit of tech?
Of course.
Okay, very nice.
The plot thickens, yeah,
better
Lee.
For him, better for him than me.
Very nice, brother, so Lee. True. All right, well, basically how this is going to work, it's very, very simple.
We are going to put 30 seconds on a clock, okay, Lee? And you have to answer 5 questions on today's college topic in that time. If you get all 5 right, you will win a Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go laptop and qualify for our live finale at Harvey Norman Carrick Mines on the 5th of September to win that €2,500 voucher. Very, very nice indeed. Okay, so Lee, today's topic is music. Does that sound okay?
Okay, go for it.
All right, Lee, we're going to ask the first question, then start the 30-second timer. Make sure and answer all questions clearly within them 30 seconds. Here we go. Complete the name of the espresso singer, Sabrina who?
Carpenter?
Yes.
Very good. What instrument has black and white keys?
Piano.
That's it. Harry Styles was in what boy band?
One Direction.
You got it.
What was the name? What is the name of the music venue that was once called The Point in Dublin? Ooh. What's it called now? Big venue where everyone performs. It was The Point.
Oh, Tree Arena?
Yeah. Yes. Lewis Capaldi's from what country?
Scotland?
Oh!
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll allow it.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I've no idea, to be honest.
It was Scotland, Lee. You are absolutely correct. Congratulations. You have won yourself a Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go laptop.
Well done, Lee.
Jesus.
Lee, that was
my first time ever doing something like this.
Lee,
you nailed it. You slayed. Beginner's luck.
You did way better than Fiona did.
Sorry. I'll read you out how this was written on the sheet. What is the name music venue in Dublin that was called The Point?
Ah, that's terrible.
So,
do you know what, Lee? You did much better than Callum, who wrote that question.
Let's blame me.
Lee, congratulations.
I tried to make sense of that cryptic question.
That Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go laptop is going to you or your brother, whoever you want to give it to, is totally
my
your
brother.
Decision, Lee.
Aww.
Congratulations. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.
Good
bye,
night.
Lee.
Bye, bye.
See you later. I don't think Lee's given that to his brother.
I don't think Lee has a brother.
I don't think
he does. Or a sister.
But he does have a laptop. If you want to win yourself some tech from Harvey Norman, we play tomorrow at the earlier time of 7:30. So set your alarm if you want some tech and get into that grand finale to win that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. 103.8 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hey, good morning. 9:03, Wednesday morning. We're Emma, Dave, and Fiona. What's happening?
Hello.
I was a real iPad baby last night. Like,
I love
real
it.
iPad baby, okay? So I had my PlayStation on the telly.
Mm-hmm.
I had 2.5 men on my iPad.
That's crazy.
And I was on FaceTime to Pippa on my phone.
Do you not, like, are you not someone who gets overstimulated? Like,
I am, yeah, there. So I was playing PlayStation. Every time she'd talk, I'd pause to her, what? And she'd say the thing. I'd be like, all right, cool, yeah, you know what?
You're like, sorry, babe, you're my third screen right
chat away to her. And I was like, oh, I finally get what people mean by, like, men can't multitask at
no.
all.
You know
what I mean? Like, not at all. I FaceTime her every time I leave work. Every day I leave work, just to be like,
so
oh, I'm on the way home or whatever. And she's working away, and she can, like, write emails while on FaceTime to me. She can write emails about something completely different about her work while telling me a story. I'm like, that's so impressive.
That's very impressive.
I can't click buttons. And also have
me,
Charlie
no,
Sheen
click.
And there while she's there also not really saying much, because every time she did say something I was like, yeah, that's mad, and she'd be like, what did I say? I don't know. I have no clue.
I mean, it's a lot of people to focus on. It's 2.5 men
and a woman
and whoever had been in the PlayStation game.
Yeah. Listen, what? It was one woman too much.
You gotta cut out the woman. Is
the 2.5 men, the
Charlie
ratchet
Sheen.
And the clank, that's all we need.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Okay, I've been noticing a bit of a trend online, and I feel like when you see something once, then all of a sudden it seems like everyone's hopping on the bandwagon.
That's what a trend is.
That, whoa, I've never thought about
crazy,
it that way.
Crazy, huh?
My mind is blown, man. This particular trend, being nice to pigeons.
Okay.
Which is, I feel, very much a new thing.
I've never seen this.
I don't think any of us... I wouldn't say there'd be much love lost between humans and pigeons.
I say that, but then I'm like, no, I'd be much sooner nicer to a pigeon than I would be to a seagull.
To a seagull, I know, yeah. Seagulls are probably the main issue in Dublin. But pigeons are their little friends, mm-hmm. and they're around as well, and they have a lot to answer for. But I first saw this post a couple of weeks ago on DSPCA, and it was a picture of a little pigeon, and it said, "Please be kind to me. I'm a pigeon with high intelligence. I can recognise myself in the mirror," which is pretty cool. I didn't know a pigeon could recognise themselves in the mirror.
Isn't it like they also recognise faces?
They can distinguish faces. They can like tell people apart. So they actually are pretty smart.
But like, you know, like I hate to be that person, right?
Yeah.
But you know when someone's like, oh, you know, pigs are really smart. They know who their children are.
Oh, yeah. Pigs, I think pigs are famously smart, but they're also delicious. You know, so like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But like, that's what I mean. Like, dolphins are smart. Pigeons are smart because they can recognise faces. So can I.
Well, no, you're a very, very clever boy now. And we've all been where there's loads of tests on Dave to be say, please be kind to David Hammond. He can recognise faces. But apparently it's
not great with names.
That's where he's from. But it's rare in the animal kingdom to pass the mirror test. It means pigeons have a level of self-awareness, which is pretty cool. Also, pigeons are monogamous. They mate for life, which I think is insane because there's about a million of them around. Like, how are you going to stick to one? But apparently you do.
I mean, you would say the same for people.
Yeah, there's just so many around. I don't know what I'm meant to do. There's
Dwayne,
girls
I don't
everywhere.
Think that marriage is going to last very long. She's like, there's millions of people.
Wait,
how are you meant to just stay
there's
to one?
There's fellas everywhere. Sorry. The load out there in the office floor. What do you want me to do?
Have her pick.
They are independent after 4 to 5 weeks old. So they're pretty cool. And then I was like, why am I being served so much pigeon love content? Mm. There's a load of carousels about being nice. There was like this article in The Guardian by this artist called Joseph Earp. And he said, humans ignore pigeons until they annoy us. Mm-hmm. And then we become aware of them and then we're mad. And then sometimes we're violent towards pigeons. Like sometimes people throw rocks at pigeons. They get chased away. They get killed and maimed en masse. This is Joseph's word. And he said, which is ironic because as it goes with so many problems we face, pigeons are a problem that we have caused. Feral pigeons that are in existence now are the descendants of pigeons that were domesticated. Do you
like
remember
racing
when,
pigeons?
Yeah, when people used to keep pigeons. It was like a thing for like noble lords, etc. Yeah. And so like now, the fact that there's a load on the streets, it's kind of our fault that we decided to keep them. And then we were like, oh, only messing. I don't want them anymore.
I really like the pigeon person outside Stephen's Green. Yeah. You see them in Stephen's Green Park.
Yes.
And they've just got pigeons all over them.
I think
that's my favourite.
Do you think like they think he's their god?
Well, they obviously can distinguish a face. They say, there's your man with food.
He just throws food up.
See, I need to retrain myself because whenever I see that man, I say, why don't you ask everyone's consent before you start feeding the pigeons around here? Because I'm actually quite scared of birds and their intense flapping motion.
Yeah.
It really terrifies me. But yeah, this guy said the pigeons can tell the difference between a Monet and a Picasso. Also,
I can't even do that.
He said, if pigeons are dirty and disgusting, it's because humans are dirty and disgusting. So I've just been thinking, why all the love? And I've settled on the fact that pigeons, if they are so smart, if they can distinguish faces, maybe they're little spies harvesting our data for Big Pharma.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's always pigeon. The only answer. Big pigeon.
Big pigeon
in the sky. He's got his eye on all of us.
Yeah,
careful what you say around those pigeons so they can distinguish faces and voices.
Ooh.
You watch it, brother.
I did something this morning that when I did it, I was like, God, I'm a great person.
Wow, it's rare that you say that about yourself, too.
But I realised that there's things that you can do around the office that will make you into a great person, right? And there's certain, you know, maybe specific to our office, I'm not sure, but maybe it is to yours as well. Mm. And I'm going to go through them with you. And I like them so much that I've actually named the action.
Oh, that's fun.
You know what I mean? So basically, this morning, I got in the lift. I walked into reception. I hit the button for the lift. I waited a few seconds for the lift to come down. I got in and I went up the thing. And then when I arrived to the fourth floor, which is our floor, I started to do something wild. I hit the button for reception and I left the lift so that the lift would go down to reception. Because that time of the morning, most people are going into work. They're not leaving work.
No.
So people who are coming into work are then going to have to wait for the lift. Not if I send it back to reception.
Wow.
So I call it the entrance.
Okay? The entrance.
The entrance. And these are things that you can do in your office to be nice, And I've labelled them all. So that one is called The Entrance.
It's well named when because it's the first thing you do.
Sending the lift all the way back down to the ground floor for someone else to arrive into work and not have to wait for the lift. And boom, they're straight into the lift to go up and have a great morning. It's
they
a good
get
start.
To have their superstar moment.
Exactly. We have Make a Folder, Make My Day. This is this is specific to us.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So we have to save our show in a folder on the computer every day so we can podcast it, fully charge, recharge, get it wherever you get your podcast. And there's nothing more I hate than having to make that folder. By the way, it's five buttons.
Yep,
It is. Okay, to make the folder, and I hate it. Fiona always does it for me, and it makes my day when I go to save that show and the folder's already there.
Yeah, I try. I'm a bit scared of Dave.
What are those two things that have in common? The little things.
It's and just if
making
I don't
your
do
life
it,
easier.
Dave throws a scrumpled up piece of paper at me. Sometimes it hits me in the neck.
I've done that once. And it was just a joke. This is not an abusive relationship. The next one is called carpooling.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Bringing Emma or Fiona's coffee cup back to the canteen when I'm going.
Wow, that I love offering that and receiving that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's so good.
It makes my day that I don't have to go to the canteen.
It's honestly beautiful.
Thank you for doing that.
And when you say, oh no, like there's crusty old porridge in it, and they say, don't worry about it. I'm not looking at what's in there.
Drinks all round.
Yeah.
In the morning, when someone boils the kettle, so you arrive to boil it and make a cup of tea and it's already boiled.
Wow,
it's
drinks all round. That is drinks.
You walk
all round
up to that kettle and it goes just spoiled. Incredible. Mwah.
That is
chef's
stunning.
Kiss. Again, all these things have in common. Things that you don't need to do, they're already looked after for you.
That's the beauty. Just lightening the load for people around here.
And I have one more for you. It's called Postman.
Okay.
So when there's post for your reception and someone sees your name on it and is going your direction, so they drop it off at your desk.
Oh no, that's a TOC is what I would say.
And you know what's even better?
Class.
When Zoe on reception goes, oh, you're going towards Dave's desk. Will you give that to Dave?
That's so thoughtful.
It's so thoughtful.
That shows that she knows what's going on this floor,
yeah,
even though she's not even on it.
I know.
She's always watching it.
It's incredible. So those are things that we do in our office, or I do in our office, that you can bring to your office and just feel like a fantastic bloody person.
It's amazing.
There's no better feeling getting into bed at night going, my God, I couldn't have been much better.
There's nothing you could have done to be a better person.
Exactly.
That's it.
You're welcome.
You win at niceness, brother.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. All right, let's get you away on your holidays, shall we? With thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
All right, today's the day, I have a feeling. Aidan is on to play. Is that Aidan?
It's Aidan's partner, Caitlin.
Aidan's partner, Caitlin. And so, Caitlin, is it you that wants to play or is it Aidan?
It's me. He won't play on the radio.
Fair enough. Caitlin, how are you this morning?
Good. We're just dropping our youngest off for his first day of high school.
Oh, no, exciting.
Way.
Big day, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Big day, big school bag.
Yeah, big boy.
I love it. What are you at for the rest of the day, Caitlin?
Nothing. Well, he's only in for an hour, so.
Oh, okay. So just get acclimatised to it, I suppose, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, mm-hmm. Very good. All right, Caitlin, when's the last time you were away on holiday?
A long time ago.
Where did you go?
Like 6-7 years.
What? Oh my God.
Spain, I think.
Right, very nice. Okay, well, Caitlin, I think it's really, really time for you to win a holiday. You could potentially do that in the next couple of minutes on Emma Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah, every day.
You do?
Oh,
listen,
amazing.
I like it, Caitlin. All right, so you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
That's it. Do you know how many songs and artists you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Caitlin. Remember that. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Caitlin?
Yep.
All right. Where are you from?
Bray.
Caitlin in Bray, the best of luck. We're hoping for a holiday today.
Go on, Caitlin.
To Fuerteventura. Here we go. Emma Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket playing now. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the clock. Yes!
Caitlin. Oh my God. Caitlin came to take this holiday off it and she's doing it on her fella's credit, which I absolutely love. You have 23.6 seconds left for 4 songs. You're killing it.
Killing it. All right, let's go for song two with a swap remaining. Playing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most.
Swap. All right, let's swap it out. That was Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed.
A tricky one.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
No, right. Fair enough. No worries at all, Caitlin. We have reset that clock back to 23.6 and your swap song 2 will be playing for you now in a second.
It's You Got This One. Here we go. So, brand new song 2 playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You see tonight it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor blade.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. We are designed to love and break.
It's another word for like an alien.
Think,
is it?
No idea.
Oh no.
Damn it.
No clue.
Oh,
no idea.
2, 1.
Oh no.
Is that another word for an alien?
That's extraterrestrial.
Oh right.
This is celestial.
No, I never have got that.
No, it's called celestial. Oh, Caitlin, it wasn't to be. I'm so, so sorry. But, you know,
no,
I thought you had the confidence, so make sure if this isn't won soon, you come
please
back.
Please do come
and
back
get this, right?
Caitlin.
I will.
I love it. Listen, I hope you and Aidan have a great day and the best of luck to the kid in the
little
the first day.
Bye,
love, Caitlin. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, well, that's disappointing.
I'm raging for
once
Caitlin.
Again, I just Googled celestial. Positioned in or relating to the sky or outer space as observed in astronomy. So it's not far off.
No, okay, sorry. I thought you were saying extraterrestrial because it kind of rhymes.
I think we're in a bit of a sticky situation with the song to Ed Sheeran.
The Ed Sheeran theme is killing it.
I think if we get to the end of the weekend, it hasn't.
If we
gone.
Get to the end of Ed Sheeran's discography, which is approaching soon,
we might change the song 2 rule. But don't forget, song 1 will always be Espresso, and this week, for now, anyway, song 2 and the swap will always be an Ed Sheeran song.
Yes, please, God, study up on Ed Sheeran so you get your song 1, your song 2, just like that, and you've the rest of the game to yourself.
And study up on space.
100% and spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome in the part of the show where I talk about some very important stuff, the stuff that everyone wants to hear, aka whatever I want, whatever comes into my brain about 5 minutes before this segment. My sister is on holidays in Majorca.
I was just there.
And she's obviously looking in all the gift shops for the bit of tat to bring home to the family.
Love a bit of holiday tat.
I love a bit of holiday tat
we
as well.
We used to be a tat family. We weren't allowed tat. But now I'm an adult and live on my own. I can do what I want.
Yeah, you are tat. You're giving away a box of tat on the radio. I buy tat
all the time.
You're wall-to-wall tat out
wall
here.
Wall-to-wall tat.
I like a bit of tat as well myself. And she was looking to get a bit of tat for my dog, Danish. There's these like little dog toys that have all the dog names on it. And she just sent to me and said, no Danish, broken heart. Now, I know Danish is a bit of a strange name. I didn't give her that name. She was, it was her and a dog called Croissant at the DSPCA because they kind of name them cute names so that you'll feel guilty and adopt.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. So, if your dog has one of these names, you can take it whichever way you want. Either it means you're basic or it means you should go on a holiday to Mallorca to get one of these dog toys.
Will your sister, will Vanessa not get it for you?
Well, they're not. Oh, yeah, maybe she will. I'll text her. Okay, if your dog is called Hugo, Jack, Jasper, Sky with an E, Lexi.
These are lads in Ranelagh.
Yeah. Lexicon, Lily, Tilly, Freddy, Lola sounds like Jojo Siwa's children, Lottie, Alfie, Maisie, Marley, Max, Mia, Millie, Missy or Molly. Please get in touch. I'll ask my sister.
We have Protestant names there, aren't they?
Very. Yeah. It's given a toaster in the cupboard.
Yeah, I like it though. And what are the things? What are the
They're like a little... like a teddy looking kind of bone, like a stuffed bone.
My Pippa,
and they are tweed, so very Protestant.
Pippa's sister-in-law did buy one of them fluffy bones for their dog, and the second it got it, it ripped it to shreds.
Ripped fluff everywhere.
Pointless.
So don't bother.
I wouldn't.
Even if your dog's name is Lexicon.
Absolutely.
Leave it on the shelf.
Butter on spin.